Each week, Henry the Hudson Whale joins us. There he is. As we tell Hudson River stories. What's going on inside the Hudson River? We tell our friend Henry the Hudson Whale, not Henry with a Y, Henry with an I. Henry, there's a lot of news in the Hudson River this week. We'll start with the temperature. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Schodack Island have been between 72 and 76 degrees. Yeah, it's getting warmer. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that in the final moments of the New York legislature, the state Senate passed a bill 61-1, giving New York the authority to establish tanker avoidance zones in the lower Hudson River. The Coast Guard has been holding hearings about possible anchorage sites for large barges on the Hudson River this year, and this bill might shut that process down if signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. State Senator Sue Serino, Republican from Hyde Park, and State Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, sponsored and co-sponsored the bill, which was introduced in the Assembly by Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat from Hudson, where it passed 93-2. Paul Glay, president of the environmental protection group Riverkeeper, said the legislation, quote, gives the Hudson River and all who care about it new momentum in the fight against current attempts to expand the industrial use of the river, particularly for crude oil transport, unquote. Cuomo has not said whether he will sign the bill. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. You don't want the big barges in your river, Henry? Nina Schultzman reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a woman's body, possibly a suicide, was recovered from the Hudson River, quote, just south of Kal Rock, unquote, in the city of Poughkeepsie, June 17th, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. Kal Rock Point is near Victor C. Warris Park. The police haven't yet identified the body. The Environmental Protection Agency is holding one of just two public hearings on whether there needs to be more removal of PCBs from the Hudson River or not. That's June 28th in Poughkeepsie. The hearing will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel in the Terrace Ballroom at 40 Civic Center Plaza, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12601. But if you can't make it in person, written comments can be sent to the EPA no later than September 1st to Gary Kolowinski, Director, EPA Region 2, Hudson River Office, 187 Wolf Road, Suite 303, Albany, New York. And there's an email address, too. Those are both at the newsroom at wgxc.org. And finally, heavy rains earlier in the week meant more sewage discharges in the Hudson River. On June 19th, the village of Coxsackie Wastewater Treatment Facility had an 8-hour sewage discharge into the river. The same day, the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility had a 12-hour sewage discharge into the river. Yeah, sorry about that, Henry. This has been Hudson River Stories, told to Henry the Hudson Whale, floating up and down the Hudson River, listening to your stories. Tune in next week for more Hudson River stories with Henry the Hudson Whale.